Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. And your host is Wayne Allen Root, the very busy Wayne Allen Root. As a matter of fact, on Fridays, Wayne feeds the first hour to me, Lee Elsie, and I am here in my state-of-the-art studios in Connecticut, broadcasting from one coast to another. And down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons is the one and only Christopher, and without him, we'd hear nothing but static. But Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. I know. I do spend a lot of time, we all spend a lot of time talking about illegal immigration. It's a constant bombardment of news stories, drip, 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 one after another, and that is where we're beginning today. And every day comes, and every morning comes, and there's more stories, more atrocities, more terrible scenarios. Another day has gone by, and a 24-hour cycle, and we have more and more and more of this horrifying illegal immigration stuff to report on. Our country is under siege. An invasion looms at our southern border. Caravans of migrants are again surging towards our community. Yet amidst this impending and occurring calamity, what do we see? I'll tell you what we see. All the liberal websites, one after another, turning a blind eye to this imminent threat. I searched last night. I searched a bunch of different websites. A bunch of different news organizations. Not one, aside from Fox, had one story, one headline story about illegal immigration. They all turn a blind eye to this threat. They fixate instead on the trivial obsession and everything and anything related to Donald Trump. They ignore the danger that is right in front of our face, larger than life, right before us. Not a website mentioned anything, any story about what I'm about to say. Six migrant squatters released and on bail after New York City gun drug arrest. Six illegals who have taken up residence in somebody's apartment, not paying any rent, can't get them out, can't kick them out. Well, the squatters, because one of them, something so egregious they had to go in, well, inside, guns, drugs, all kinds of different paraphernalia, and a child. And a child. 7-year-old, I think. Guess what? No bail. No bail for these guys. Back out on the street. Story one. You see this one? Where a canine dog was stabbed to death by the barbaric MS-13 gang members. Again, illegal gang members, illegal aliens, stab a law enforcement officer, canine, to death. Brutal attack. Nothing. I see nothing of that in any news organization. Border agents apprehend 182 Chinese citizens who crossed into the U.S. illegally in the last week. Nothing on any website. Story after story after story. Rape, attacks, brutality, murders, and yet they do nothing. And I don't want to hear any of your garbage, your spewing garbage from you progressive left Democrats. Oh, we presented a bill that would stop it. It's a bunch of bull. Total. Illegal immigration is running rampant and unchecked and unchallenged. And American citizens are suffering because of it. They're suffering because criminals have been emboldened by lax border policies. They roam freely among us. And they mock us at the same time attacking us. You wanted it to be us against them? Guess what? It is now us against them. My sympathy for those who are looking for a better life dissipated. It is gone. I no longer care about it. I don't. I'm done. I don't care what kind of heartstring pulling music you play over some ad. I'm done. They commit heinous crimes without fear of any consequence. They do something horrifying and they're right back out on the street when they should be deported. No remorse. All they do is live to destroy. It is a travesty, a betrayal of the very principles upon which this nation was founded. You are being betrayed by leadership. I was so furious last night. We cannot be silent. We cannot stand idly by while the country is overrun by lawlessness. We have to rise to this challenge. We have to defend the communities and protect the families. I'm telling you today, arm yourself. Be ready because they're armed. Be vigilant because they are. The left wanted an us against them scenario. You got it. It's here. Us against them. That's what you wanted. That's what you got. I can't live in a country where there are no rules of law for anyone who has broken laws. The only rules apply, and they're overbearing to those who are pushing back against whatever government policy is being put in place to usurp my freedoms. So for the sake of your children, for the sake of freedom, for the sake of everything that you hold dear, stand. Fight. And when I say arm, I mean arm and protect yourself. I also mean make sure you have to spread a word. Knowledge has to be passed around. Your neighbor has to know what's going on. It's time for a complete change in politics. The people that are ruling the party now, they have absolutely been, and this is the best way I can say it, the most forgiving way, a monumental disappointment. Some of the legislators across this country have been treasonous from the beginning, and Biden is one of those progressives who have been treasonous. So the days of my feeling sorry for folks, and I again, there are people who you want to champion to come here for a better life. You know, single mothers with kids that just want to escape. It's over. Until this situation that's at hand is taken and put into control, stopped, so that mothers and sons and co-eds can live a life without fear of being raped or murdered, or a canine dog can't be doing his job without the fear of a gang stabbing it to death, my sympathy ends. Period. So the progressive left wants to weigh on, again, my sympathies and your sympathies, showing me, you know, photos of illegals and their families escaping the poverty and the political oppression, supposedly, that their country is throwing at them. You have taken all of my sympathy, and you have stolen it from me. With what I'm watching on a regular basis in the cityscapes across this country, I no longer feel sorry for anybody until this whole situation is rectified, until my family is safe, until your family is safe. There is a certain responsibility that comes with being an elected official in this country. And we have completely lost that accountability with a majority of those folks who hold office, whether it's in your home state as a congressman or a senator, or even in some cases down to state reps and state senators, mayors, certainly governors of certain states. They have lost their way. They have decided that this mentality of ultra-wokeism and progressivism and globalism trumps your safety, your liberty, your freedoms. And these people have gone out of their way, and they have delivered chaos to the United States of America. We are living in chaos when millions of illegal aliens have come across the southern border and used our resources and used my money and have complete disregard for the rule of law and decent humanity, then guess what? What has to happen is I have to lump everybody together for the sheer sake of self-preservation. Everyone gets lumped together, and I no longer care about those who are trying to get here for altruistic reasons. I now have to look out for number one. And number one is the United States citizen. We should be number one in this equation all of the time, not some of the time. My name is Lee Elsie, and again, the first hour of the broadcast, the great Wayne Allen Root cedes it to me. He's getting all loosened up in the locker room. He'll be out here in less than 60 minutes. We shall take a quick break. Once again, don't you dare change that dial. A lot of great stuff coming up in this first hour. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike protein. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code ROAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code ROAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This is Wayne Allen Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. Plus, the cost is insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the $90 they charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, ScoreBlue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only ScoreBlue.com. I thought all generic Viagra pills were the same, but it turns out there are two kinds. The cheap, lower-level, weak and ineffective generic Viagra that you see sold online, and the authorized generic Viagra made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula. It's the exact same everything except the price. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order. scoreblue.com.
Welcome back, USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. You'll have to vote pretty soon in the 2024 election. It'll be here before you know it. What are you voting for? I know what I'm voting for. I vote for free speech, the Second Amendment, Supreme Court justices that follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, economic growth, ending the chaotic foreign involvement in conflicts we shouldn't be in. I vote for the Electoral College, law enforcement. I vote for federal judges to uphold constitutional principles. I vote for a secure border. I support the military, our veterans. I vote against human trafficking. I support our allies, and I support the unborn babies who just want to live. That's what I'm voting for. What are you voting for? It'll be here before you know it, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to cast your vote on that icy, cold, gray November day. And that vote could very well change the history and the direction of this country. Because right now we're living in
not only a banana republic, but we're living in this shadowy existence where up is down and down is up and wrong is right and right is wrong. And we have to break this ugly cycle. And the only way you can do it without taking up arms against our oppressors is to do it through the ballot box and to do it by putting good quality conservative individuals into office to change the trajectory, the direction of the United States of America. The clock on the wall is ticking. That November day will be here before you know it. And it's your responsibility to get involved and be involved. Make a difference by being a concerned citizen and a voter. So if you haven't signed up to vote yet, get out there and do it. Put your name down. Get in the game. Be part of the solution as opposed to just being a bystander and watching the country burn. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. Every Friday I do get a chance to hang out with you on the USA Audio Network. It's always a distinct honor and an absolute pleasure to do so. Wayne will be here again at the top of the hour. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can go up on the Facebook, The Voice of Freedom. You can also subscribe to my YouTube page where just about every day we post at least one video. A lot of times they're just like a 90-second short where we condense my opening monologue on my shows here in Connecticut. Would love for you to be up and on that. That'd be fantastic. And again, all you got to do is go up on the YouTube and type in my name, LeeElsie. And I'm pretty sure it takes you right where you got to go. But again, I'm not technically savvy. I guess that's a class I'm going to have to take to figure out how to do that. But real quick, before I do go, don't you sit around with your friends and your family members talking about this? Or is it just, in some cases, just oblivious to a big chunk of the population, what's going on in this country? Are, you know, your family members and other friends that you may have spoon-fed this information by the propaganda media, who don't want you to actually see what's really going on, don't want you to see the rampant crime in the streets and the homelessness and the fact that there are tent cities now in all these cities where people are living and trying to survive and the crime is rampant and the drug abuse is happening and the quality of life that we once enjoyed has dipped because we've allowed third world nations to come in and not assimilate and not want to be Americans. They want to take El Salvador or Nicaragua or any of these other banana republic nations, and they want to turn America, or at least their little chunk of it, their little side of it, their little place in it. And that, to me, is the crux of a lot of the issues. And your grandparents, my grandparents, when they came here, they wanted to be Americans. These folks don't want to be Americans. They don't mind taking from us, but they certainly don't want to be us. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back once again. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it here. It's the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
War now.
USA News Update. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles, posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. The analysis from Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center said there's been a gradual rise in these fabricated accounts. The U.S. has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers in Gaza.
The investigation that they concluded was an independent investigation. It was done by an agency of the Israeli government that does not report directly to the IDF chain of command.
It's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The possibility of cloud cover remains a concern along the path of totality for Monday's total solar eclipse. According to the latest forecast from the National Weather Service, people from Texas through Arkansas and potentially Ohio, Northwest Pennsylvania, and Western New York may have clouds. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Special guest joining us. We have been circling this topic for a while. I'm glad we're getting a chance to talk to this next gentleman, because I can't really put my finger on the answer to this, but I know it's bothering a lot of the listeners out there. I know it's bothering a lot of Americans out there. Dr. Curry Myers is joining us, America's criminologist. So what does it mean to be America's criminologist? Give me a breakdown of that.
Well, I'm an applied criminologist, so and the reason it's applied is I look at key outcomes based on practical experiences, and the practical experiences with respect to mine is not only academic, but I spent 24 years on the job as a state trooper, as a special agent. I was a Kansas Bureau of Investigation special agent, assigned to DEA for 5 years as well. And then I became sheriff of one of the larger sheriff's offices in the Midwest, Johnson County, Kansas, which is in the Kansas City metropolitan area. So I care about not worldwide crime. What I do care about is crime that impacts the United States. So my main focus is on America and criminal justice public policy that we're doing right and that we're doing wrong.
Well, thank you for your service, first of all. Let me say that because, you know, I family members were state troopers in the state of Washington, and what you guys have to go through is not easy. So I thank you for all of that and trying to keep law and order here in this country. I have always been somebody who comes down on the side of being, you know, punitive. You want to stop crimes, you get punitive with the result of some of these crimes. Maybe we can get into that in a bit here, but let me ask you first about the crime statistics, and what we are hearing now is that, well, crime is down, everybody. Why are you making a big fuss out of this? Crime is down. Is that true?
No, in fact, it's misleading. I watched the president's State of the Union address because generally crime public policy is addressed, so I was interested in that in particular. And when he got to it, he stated last year the United States had one of the lowest rates of all violent crime in more than 50 years, and I was astonished by this remark. And to me, criminal justice public policy is and misinformation associated with it is similar to what we're seeing with economic news, financial news, immigration. It seems to be we're trying to establish a new norm, and we're using numbers that are in fact spurious. Well, in this particular case, the FBI Unified Crime Reports is what they call the UCRs, have been a data point that law enforcement and the public and media has used for decades, but within the last 4 years, the information no longer is accurate. And so when you're citing FBI information that is not reliable, then you're giving a false narrative out, the fact that crime is higher than what it was. It did dip from 2010 to 2019, but started to increase. The problem is about 40% of law enforcement agencies in America do not contribute any data at all to the Unified Crime Reports, which affects the violent crime rate that you have. So there are the state of Florida, only 40% of the agencies provided data. You have Florida, only 8% of the agencies. Pennsylvania, 9% of the agencies, New York State, 24%, Maryland, 38%, California, just half, Illinois and New Jersey, just half. And then you have some police departments. New York Police Department provided zero data, LAPD, zero data, Phoenix, zero, San Francisco, Miami, New Orleans, Pittsburgh. These are all big cities and with high crime. If they're not providing any data to the information, then how can it be useless? So, I mean, how can it be useful? So I think what people have to understand is there should be key assumptions now associated with these UCRs. And the Department of Justice puts out another report called the National Crime Victimization Survey, the NCVS. And in the past, the UCR and the NCVS have been parallel to each other. They complemented each other. If there's an increase in crime, generally you see the National Crime Victimization Survey increase. If there's a decrease, it does the same. Well, from 2021 to 2022, the National Crime Victimization Survey saw an increase in violent crime of 44%, which the UCR did not reflect that same data. This is a remarkable increase.
Right.
And it's never happened before where those two data points have been so off. The other key assumption is that a lot of people don't understand is we've had a significant increase in police officer retirements and resignations. We have police officers that are retiring early if they can. In some places, the national average is a 44% increase in police retirements. We're not able to resupply the labor pipeline. And so maybe only 20% of those positions are being refilled. And then we have some departments across America that have been defunded. So if they did want to refill them, the political leadership in those cities have decided that they're going to take monies away, which about 75 to 80% of the budgets make up salary and benefits. So it's certainly going to have an impact there. So if you just take those two key assumptions, and people can look at my Substack where I have the math, Dr. Curry Myers at Substack.com. You can see, Dr. Curry Myers .substack. You can see the information, and I calculate that now it rises to 630. And this doesn't even include, we have a huge problem with open border. There's estimates that about 20% of the people coming across the border are actually criminal illegal aliens. That means they have criminal histories where they committed criminal acts. Many of those are not being reported. So that increases the violent crime rate. And then the last key assumption is decriminalization. Lee, if you know that, you know, there's been a lot of cities and a lot of states that have decided to decriminalize crime.
Right.
And that means law enforcement's not responding to those former criminal acts in which they used to. And as I can tell you, as someone who worked in the field, it wasn't uncommon to have multiple charges. If you got called to a crime scene or a crime that occurred, it wasn't uncommon for you to understand and investigate and develop the fact that there may be two or three additional crimes that occurred as a result of that one call. So we're missing all of that information. All of the data is spurious. And it seems to me that the political comments are we're trying to establish a new norm and just get people used to the high numbers.
So let me ask you, this question's bothering me for the whole conversation. How is it not some kind of federally mandated requirement for law enforcement to report this data? Because you would think this is crucial into how, you know, we attack crime in this country. How can we let this just slip by? How come there's not legislation written that police departments across the country must submit this stuff?
Well, one of the reasons this occurred is the FBI rolled out a new software in 2019, and it was not rolled out correctly. It had a lot of problems and a lot of issues. Agencies had difficulty putting the information data in, and some of this is frustration from the police departments and county sheriffs and state troopers that can't put the information in because it gets rejected. So they're wasting their time as a result of putting it in. So a lot of this is because they rolled out something new and didn't roll it out correctly.
Right.
And as a result, agencies, now it's getting better. In 2023, we saw 31% of the agencies not providing it. The previous 2 years, it was up north of 40%. But there was a time when police agencies gave 85-90% of the police agencies provided this data.
Right.
It's kind of hard for really small departments because they may not have the software, they may not have the analysts to be able to put in this crime information. I'm a huge advocate of evidence-based policing.
Right.
And I think it would astonish the public that most law enforcement agencies base their understanding of crime on historic figures and historic numbers, and they're not seeing crime in real time. And so if there's anything the federal government could do is having upgrades and software where we could actually see crime in real time and not historic, and that way we can deploy labor resources like hotspot policing and really target crime in specific areas. And the best part about evidence-based policing and hotspot policing is it's not feelings-based.
Right.
It's based on data, because the argument now is for a lot of people is everything is about race, everything's woke, and we don't treat facts the same anymore. Everybody wants to base things on feelings.
Let me ask you, I don't want to get too political with you. I don't know how, you know, political you want to get, but it just seems to me, it floors me, because, you know, I get on the air every day and I talk about crime and punishment, and as I said earlier, the punitive side of it, and why we let hardened criminals either go 16, 17, 20 convictions on different crimes, and they're out walking around. The last issue with the police officer that got shot here in New York City, what, 11 felony convictions. What do we have to do? Like, politically speaking, what has to happen for the Democrat side of the aisle to see this as a legitimate problem? And it makes me think, Doc, that they want this chaos in America. They're striving for a dysfunctional America for some reason, which I still don't understand. Can you comment on any of that?
No, I'm happy to. I think you're absolutely right. I used to call bad criminal justice public policy, unintended consequences. People make decisions and they don't realize how it affects things downstream. But it seems to me nowadays they're intended consequences. You can't tell me that the impact of border crime is because they were not aware that you can't have an open border and just let anybody. We have no idea who's coming into this country.
Exactly.
We've had somewhere in the neighborhood of about 35,000 just Chinese nationals coming in within the last year that I'm sure are embedding in American society. And
Doc, really, it was interesting. I want to keep your number. Hopefully I can use you down the road because I think people would like to hear your opinion down the road on a lot of different things. Can you tell everybody where's the best place for them to find you and sort of read what you have? Where do they go?
Well, thank you again very much. The Substack where I do a weekly podcast and I do reports out is drcurrymyers.substack.com. Curry is C-U-R-R-I-E-M-Y-E-R-S. And I'm on X at Dr. Curry Myers. And in fact, if you just Google Dr. Curry Myers, there's all, you know, all kinds of stuff going to come up on the radio shows. I probably do about 250 radio and television a year to include Fox National and things like that. So I'm unafraid about speaking about criminal justice issues.
Well, I appreciate it. I do. And this probably was your best show ever, right? Doing mine.
That's right. Pleasure of ball play.
There it is.
I get to talk to the guys within the show.
Well, listen, thank you so much. Great stuff, Doc, and I thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. God bless. Stay safe.
You got it. All right, we'll be back, everybody. Stick around.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Go Get Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, or any time in the future. That's why I've teamed with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts at warbeef.com. You know there's an attack on our food supply. Our farms, food production facilities are exploding. Supply chain failing. Food price insane. And worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you only get one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Start now. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but prepare for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and get 15% off. That's warbeef.com.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new Skiva.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, final segment here on the USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here in just a few minutes. I want to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart, something I talk about often on my morning show here in Connecticut. I want to talk about the importance of freedom and what freedom should mean to you. We need to prioritize it in our daily lives. Or is it even prioritized in your life? Or is it something abstract? Maybe it's some ideal that you think is abstract. And when we talk about freedom, I talk about freedom all the time. The freedoms that are enshrined in our Bill of Rights. What are we really talking about? Is it simply the freedom to pursue happiness? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness? Is that really what it is? Or is it something more pragmatic, more fundamental, that essence of a pure freedom? Maybe it lies in the ability to defend against tyranny, safeguard ourselves, our families, our communities from threats, both external and internal, foreign and domestic. It's not really freedom. I mean, the freedom that we talk about when we talk about the red, white, and blue is not about pursuing personal pleasures. You get that as a byproduct. It's about ensuring the survival and the well-being of everyone you hold dear, or every ideal that you hold dear. Family. Your bloodlines. Yes, not just that, though. Neighbors, friends, anyone who shares the common bond, you hold a certain level of solidarity with. Remember that. It's not about exclusion or discrimination. It's about protecting what matters the most. It doesn't matter what your race or your background is. It's that freedom. That thought that is enshrined in the Bill of Rights. But we are now living in this harsh truth where our current form of freedom is under siege. We're facing threats, overt threats, covert threats, forces that seek to undermine our way of life. Now, whether they're doing it through deception, which is every day, manipulation, which is every day, these adversaries are absolutely eroding the fabric of the society that we have enjoyed for 245 years. Who are
are the adversaries? You might ask that question. They are the ones that exploit generosity and hospitality for their own nefarious ends. They are the ones that disregard the rule of law, borders, language, country, showing contempt for the principles upon which this nation was founding, showing contempt for you, waving other people in. They're more important than you. Despite this clear and present danger they pose, we find ourselves shackled by the legalities and the obligations that render us powerless to act. What do we do about this? How do we fight this devilry, this absolute evil? How do we fight it? We're trapped in a web of judicial intricacies, unable to assert our rights or defend ourselves against those who harm us. It's what we talked about yesterday. What do we do? Rise up. How? Fight who? Who do you aim your first shot at? Where is your anger specifically pointed? We have to reclaim our sovereignty somehow, to assert the status, to assert our right to life, liberty, and the real pursuit of happiness. Reclaim our rightful place as citizens of a nation founded on the principles of freedom and justice. And we are falling into this trap of apathy and complacency. And we sit by and sit on our rear ends as freedoms slowly are stripped one by one or trampled on one by one. That's your way of life that's circling the drain. Your precious freedom. Freedom for your family. Your very way of life. The challenge before us, educate yourself. Arm yourself with knowledge. Stand ready to fight against anyone who wants to oppress us, oppress you. Vigilance is the only way we can beat this. Apathy is the death of freedom. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for me, Lee Elsie. I am out. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Check that out. Email me, like LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Like the YouTube, like the Facebook, all of that good stuff. Wayne is here banging on the studio door. That means it's time for me to go. Christopher, thank you down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, making it all go. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy your Friday afternoon / evening. Wayne is next. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.